之前不是聊了陈忠实的《白鹿原》吗？
We talked about White Deer playing by Chen Sui before, right?
有人就问了。
Someone asked.
说这书怎么到1950年就戛然而止了。
I'm saying that the book ends abruptly in 1950.
白嘉轩老了。
White House old.
鹿子霖疯了。
Lu Xilin was blown away.
一个时代翻篇了。
A new era has begun.
可后面呢?
Then,
后面那几十年,黄土高原上,
In the following decades on the lowest plateau,
那些人,那些魂儿,
Those people, those souls,
他们又经历了什么?
What else did they experience?
陈忠实没写。
Chen Zongqi didn't write.
他把笔搁下了。
He put down the pen.
恰恰就在白鹿原故事戛然而止的那个年份。
Exactly, it's the year that the story of White Deer Plain ends.
1950年。
1950.
在山东高密那一片密不透风的高粱地里。
In a secluded field of high-yielding corn in Shandong.
有一个叫管摩叶的小男孩。
There was a boy named Guan Mo Yi.
迎来了他人生中第一个真正意义上的记忆。
He experienced his first truly meaningful memory.
那年他一岁半，还叫管摩叶。
That year, he was 1.5 years old and still called Guan Mo Yi.
后来我们都叫他莫言。
Later, we all called him Mo Yan.
这是个很奇妙的时间节点。
This is a very wonderful time node.
好像中国农村叙事这杆旗从陈忠实手里那个白鹿原上的祠堂前。
It seems that the narrative of rural China from Chen Zexi's White Deer Plain
忽然到了山东高密东北乡递到了莫言手里。
Suddenly, the manuscript of Red and White was delivered to Mo Yan in Dongtang Village, Gami, Shandong.
这一下就撒开了。
This is a bold move.
写了半个世纪。
Written for half a century.
所以我今天就想跟大伙聊聊。
So today, I want to talk to everyone about
莫言，聊他这本我看了都舍不得读完的书。
Mo Yan talked about this book he couldn't bear to finish reading.
生死疲劳。
Exhausted.
说起莫言。
Talking about Mo Yan.
这个人。
This person.
我得先说个细节。
I have to mention a detail first.
他是1955年出生的。童年时候。
He was born in 1955.
正赶上所谓的三年困难时期。
Just as the so-called three difficult years were coming.
饿，那是真饿。
That's really awful.
他后来在诺贝尔奖的获奖感言里讲过一个故事。
He later told a story in his Nobel Prize acceptance speech.
说他小时候，村里学校拉来一车煤。
He said that when he was a child, the school brought a truckload of coal.
他们没见过煤。
They had never seen coal.
有个孩子上去咬了一口。
A child bit him.
觉得好吃。
I think it's delicious.
于是所有小孩都上去啃煤块。那种生理上饥饿的记忆。
So all the children went up to gnaw on the coal, creating a physiological hunger memory.
在莫言的整个文学里是底。
This is the foundation of Mo Yan's entire literary work.
四，他对土。
He is a farmer.
地，对粮。
For food.
是，对一茬庄稼和一泡牛粪的感情，都是从这儿来的。
This is where the love of a crop and a pile of manure comes from.
他小学五年级就辍学了。
He dropped out of elementary school in the fifth grade.
回家放牛放羊。
Go home to take cattle and sheep.
我觉得这段经历特别重要。
I think this experience is very important.
他让莫言获得了一个从下往上看世界的视角。
He gave Mo Yan a perspective of looking at the world from the bottom up.
他眼睛里看到的不是什么宏大叙事。
What he saw in his eyes wasn't a grand narrative.
是牛的眼泪。
It is the tears of a cow.
是驴的倔强。
It is the stubbornness of the donkey.
是猪的机灵。
It is the pig's cleverness.
是狗的通透。
The dog's transparency.
这些后来全都成了他书里的主角。
These later all became the protagonists in his book.
1976年
1976
他去参军。
He went to join the army.
在部队当图书管理员。
As a librarian in the army.
那个年代
At era.
图书管理员可不是谁都能当的。这差事
Being a librarian is not something anyone can do.
等于一把钥匙，把它扔进了书海里。
It's like a key that throws it into the sea of books.
他白天管书。
He manages the library during the day.
晚上看书。
Reading at night.
一晚上能读完一本长篇小说，读多了就开始自己写。
One night, you can finish reading the long novel. If you read too much, you will start writing your own.
起初叫管摩叶。
Originally named Guarmopay.
后来觉得这名字太正经，写小说。
Later, I felt that this name was too formal for writing novels.
就得有点放飞自我的意思。
It means to let yourself go a little.
干脆把名字里的墨字拆了
Just remove the Mo character from the name
叫莫言
All Mo Yan
这名字取得太妙了
This name is so great
莫言莫言嘴上说着不说话的人
Mo Yan Mo Yan He said that he would not speak
往往心里面全是戏
Often full of tricks and schemes
他的作品就是从这种矛盾往外生长出来的。
His works grow out of this contradiction.
生死疲劳是莫言花了43天写完的。朋友们
The exhaustion of life is what Mo Yan felt when he wrote his friends in 43 days.
43天手写50多万字。
43 days, writing over 500,000 words by hand.
但你别以为这是仓促之作。
But don't think this is a hasty work.
他在后记里说
He said in the afterword,
这本书的构思在他脑子里转了整整43年。
This idea has been in his mind for a whole 43 years.
说实话
Honestly,
这种创作方式让我特别着迷。
I am particularly fascinated by this way of creating.
就像一坛酒在心里发酵了半辈子。
Like a bottle of wine that has been fermenting in my heart for half a lifetime.
一旦开封一天就酿成了。故事
Once the city of Kaifeng was opened, a story was born.
的确是从1950年开始的。山东高密东北乡土改正。
Indeed, it started in 1950 with the rectification movement in northeast China, specifically in the Dongbei region of Shandong province.
搞得热火朝天。
Making a big fuss.
书里的主角叫西门闹。
The protagonist in the book is named Zai Menao.
是个被枪毙的地主
A landlord who was executed
他不服在阎王殿里受尽酷刑
He was tortured in hell by Yarmer
也不肯认罪
He refused to admit guilt
非要讨个说法
To argue
阎王爷没办法准他还阳
The old god couldn't return the sheep
但是不让他做人
But don't let him be human.
让他托生为驴，为牛。
Let him be born a donkey, a cow.
为猪，为狗，为猴。
For pigs, for dogs, for monkeys.
最后才转世成一个带着前世记忆的世界。
Finally, he transformed into a century with pre-life memories.
即婴儿，西门闹那。
Baby Simon is crying.
那双眼睛横跨了整整半个世纪。
Those eyes span half a century.
他看土改。
He watched the land reform.
看大跃进。
Witness the great leap forward.
看文革。
Witnessing the cultural revolution.
看改革。
Look at the reform.
看着自己的姨太太都改嫁。
Seeing my aunt and other wives remarry.
看着自己家的长工。
Looking at the long-term worker in his own home.
当了县里干部。
When I became an official in the county.
看着那片土地上的人死去活来。
Watching the people living and dying on that land.
爱恨情仇。
Love and hate.
莫言写这本书的时候。
When Mo Yan wrote this book.
明显受了中国传统章回小说的影响。
Clearly influenced by traditional Chinese classical novels.
每一章都用对仗标题。
Each chapter uses parallel titles.
但里面的精神内核是那种魔幻现实主义的狂野。
But the core of the story is a wild, magical realism.
想象，六道轮回这个佛教概念，到了莫言笔下。
Imagine the Buddhist concept of the six realms of rebirth brought to life by Mo Yan's pen.
变得特别莽撞。
Become particularly reckless.
特别鲜活。
Very vivid.
西门闹变成驴的时候。
When the Westman became a donkey.
他依然保留着地主的脾气。
He still retains the temperament of a landlord.
倔，特别好。
Stubborn is good.
逗，两条后腿能把狼踢飞，变成牛的时候呢？
When you can kick a wolf out of the air with your two legs, you've become a cow.
他沉默寡言。
He is taciturn.
一门心思离地。
Focused on the sky.
但最后被自己的儿子在集体化运动的狂热里活活打死了。
But he was eventually killed by his own son in the frenzy of the collectivization movement.
死的时候
When I die,
他儿子站在旁边哭，变成猪的那一世最热闹。
The most lively scene was when his son stood beside him and cried, becoming a pig.
莫言写猪的王国。
Mo Yan wrote about the kingdom of pigs.
写西门闹。
Write a story about Zaiman.
作为猪王
as kings,
带着群猪在月光下巡视村庄，写猪和人斗智斗勇。
Patrol the village with a group of pigs under the moonlight, fighting wits with pigs and people.
那个时间段刚好是大跃进之后。
That period of time coincided with the Great Leap Forward.
饥饿再次降临。
Hunger strikes again.
你会发现猪的眼睛里倒映的全是人的荒诞。
You will find that the pig's eyes reflect the absurdity of humans.
这些年莫言得诺贝尔文学奖以后争议挺大的。
After Mo Yan won the Nobel Prize in Literature, there were many controversies.
有人说他丑化。
Some say he's ugly.
有人说他迎合西方。
Some say he caters to the West.
但我倒觉得文学从来就不是粉饰太平的工具。
However, I believe that literature has never been a tool for beautifying or covering up.
莫言的笔法。
Mo Yan's writing style.
像一把手术刀，剖开的都是这片土地上最真实的伤口，是底层小人物。
Like a surgeon's scalpel, the wounds that were cut open were the most real wounds on this land, and they were the wounds of ordinary people.
在历史洪流里的那种无力感和求生欲。
The feeling of helplessness and the will to survive in the face of historical tides.
他把那些我们习惯了一笔带过的岁月。
He took those years that we had gotten used to paying for.
用一种极端具象。
Use it extremely concrete.
甚至有些残忍的笔触。
Even some brutal strokes.
重新缝合回我们眼前。读他的书
Reread his book, and it's like a fresh look.
我常常会有一种感觉
I often feel like
就是你以为你在看一个荒诞不经的寓言故事
You think you're watching a nonsensical fable.
但很快你就会发现那种荒诞背后是真实的历史扑面而来
But you will soon find that behind the absurdity is the real history.
生死疲劳
Exhausted
这本书我觉得是莫言所有作品里的一颗遗珠
I think this book is a hidden gem among all of Mo Yan's works
它不像红高粱
It's not like red sorghum
那么有名
So famous
也不像蛙那么受关注
Not as popular as frogs
但它有种特别野性
But it has a special wildness
特别过瘾的阅读体验
A very enjoyable reading experience
基本上是一口气读下来
Basically, it's a one-time read
读完以后很长一段时间
After finishing it, I was still thinking about it for a long time
你看一头驴都觉得它可能有话要说
I find that even a donkey seems to have something to say.
如果你对这段历史感兴趣
If you are interested in this history,
对几代中国人在土地上的挣扎
The struggles of several generations of Chinese people on the land,
坚韧和那一点点永不熄灭的生命力感到好奇
I was curious about the resilience and the spark of life that seemed to never die.
那我觉得你应该去看看
I think you should go and have a look.
它是一条很湍急的河流
It is a very rapid river.
从1950年那个雪天一直流到了新千年的钟声里
From the snow of 1950 to the bells of the new millennium.
河面上飘着麦香，血腥。
Wheat fragrance, blood floating on the river.
驴粪。
Donkey dung.
猪豪。
Pig oysters.
还有人那百折不挠的，热气腾腾的生命欲望。
And there are also those who have an indomitable and fiery desire for life.